From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Poland and more than 20 NATO member nations are launching a large-scale military exercise. The exercise will involve 31,000 troops, 3,000 vehicles, 105 aircraft, and 12 Navy ships. It's part of a move to assure Central and Eastern European countries that are worried by Russia's aggression in Ukraine. The exercises, dubbed Anaconda 16, will be led by Poland. A 77-year-old former World Bank economist has a slim lead over Keiko Fujimori in Peru's presidential runoff election. With little more than half the votes counted by early Monday, Pedro Kuczynski had 50.6% of the vote compared to Fujimori's 49.4%. Fujimori, the daughter of disgraced former President Alberto Fujimori, urged her supporters to sit tight and wait. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday that North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication it is widening its arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North has likely resumed activities at a plant at Yongbyon. The plant produces plutonium from spent nuclear fuel. The information matches evidence found by the U.S. monitoring website 38 North, which reported in April that exhaust plumes had been detected from the thermal plant at Yongbyon's main reprocessing installation. The U.S. Navy has banned its personnel in Japan from drinking and has restricted off-base activities. The action was taken after a U.S. sailor in Okinawa was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. This is VOA News.